long ago. His name was Dr. B.R. Lakin. Dr. Lakin preached up into his mid-80s, preached for over 60 years. The last few times I heard him, wasn't too long before he went on to glory, he would get up and he would say, "Well, I'm just glad to be here tonight. At my age, I'm glad to be any place." So here I am. I'm embarrassed by all this stuff. And but it's either put up with this or stay at the house. So you just bear with me in my embarrassment. So hopefully it won't always be like this. I've had several physical issues since 1st of April of last year. And you know, when you've been around as long as I am, you don't have to be good. You just stick with it. You end up with a lot of friends. So we had hundreds of churches, thousands of people praying for my health. Back in late January, I got under conviction. And so much attention focused on my physical problems. So I was able to get out a little bit in February. And I started telling people this. I appreciate and I'm very thankful for anybody that prays for me to be healed. I believe that's in order. I believe we've got admonition from the scripture to pray for the sick. And I appreciate those, and I don't know how much of my situation got down here. I do know that the preacher has prayed for me, and maybe some of you, and if you have, I'm thankful. And just keep praying. Keep praying for me. Pray especially that God will give me my legs back. I'm a red-blooded country boy. And my wife and I have been married for over 52 years. And I've always been able to pretty well take care of her. But now the role is reversed. And I'm pretty much, at this point, kind of like an invalid. There's not a whole lot I can do, and she has to do everything. So we travel, so she has to load the van. She has to unload the van. She has to make sure I don't fall all over the place, which I've done quite a bit. So I just pray that I get my legs back. But I have a more important request. Pray for the healing. I'm thankful for that. But I would especially ask you to pray that God will help me to be faithful to Jesus, to my dying breath. You know, any of us that have been saved any length of time, we've seen a lot of preachers at one time were greatly used of God. Things happened, they fell by the wayside. And church members, man. I said the other day someplace, I said, you know, if we as a church, if we kept everybody that got saved and baptized and stayed in our community, we'd have the biggest building in the county. But it's not that way. And a lot of times it's because people allowed the flesh or the world or the devil defeat them, and they turned away from following the Lord. And the truth of the matter is that can happen to any of us, but for the grace of God. So just pray for Bob Hamlin to be faithful to his dying breath. I want to talk to you tonight. Brother Wesley heard this message last night. So, Wesley, if you go to sleep, please try not to snore. because somebody else hasn't heard it. So anyway, open your Bibles, if you would, please, to the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter number 4. I apologize for the weakness of my voice, and sometimes it happens that even while I'm trying to preach, my energy level is so low, and I just can't stand and shout and spit all over the first three rows, you know, like the old days. But if my voice starts tailing off and you can't hear me, holler at me or do something, because I want you to hear what I've got to say. Notice in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 1, let a man so account of us as the ministers of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. You and I are stewards. Now, we make the mistake of saying that what we have at our disposal is ours. My car, my house, my bank account, my this, my that. Truth of the matter is, none of it belongs to us. God has placed in our hands to be used for His glory and for His honor. You believe that? Amen. Amen. My talent. I'm going to knock the stripe off your candy real quick. Do you know that God's not impressed with your looks? Now, we spend an awful lot of time in front of the mirror. Thankfully, not near as much as women folk. But we get all gussied up, and we talk ourselves into thinking we're something. He's not impressed with our looks.